Next case.
Case number 12937, David Smith and Kenneth Williams Jr. Seek variances from the separation distance requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115, 172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northwest of Atlantic Avenue and northeast of Parkerview Road within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park, Lot 13. The 911 address is 19905 Atlantic Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3156, Lot F13. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and 13 mail returns for this case. And this application is seeking two variances, a 5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed three-season room to the mobile home on Lot F13, a 7.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed three-season room to the HVAC on Lot F13.
Note for the record that Miss Amy Bennett is here again. She's previously been sworn in. I see a gentleman has come up with you, Miss Bennett. Does he wish to be sworn in as well?
He's the contractor, so if you have questions, we can have him sworn in.
Okay. We can, while we swear him in now, that way we can just ask him.
Awesome.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name's Bob Leshwa.
Your address?
324 Gene Bradley, Frederica, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. All right. I've been working with the homeowners and contractor pretty closely on this one to try to advise them as far as like what they might need from the county and to make sure that that the requests are modest and not out of control. So in regards to the uniqueness of the property, this is a uniquely narrow lot that creates exceptional practical difficulty for the build out of the lot, and the community was laid out in the 1950s and 60s prior to the current county requirements. The homeowners would like to add a modest enclosed addition, three-season room, that is consistent with other additions within the community. The board has previously approved a separation distance of 18.1 feet from the neighboring AC and 21.2 feet from the neighboring dwelling. The residents are only seeking an effective 6-foot deviation from the previous approvals. The proposed structure will leave a 15-foot clearance from the neighboring dwelling, which is considerably larger than many other structures within the community. That the property cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the uniqueness of the property, the requested addition cannot be placed in strict accordance with Sussex County zoning. A small grievance of just 5 feet between dwellings and less than 8 feet between the dwelling and the neighboring AC will enable reasonable use of the property. Reasonable by definition is defined as being fair and moderate. This small adjustment of just 6 feet to the previously afforded variance is both fair and moderate, and the homeowner's desire to have a small addition similar with others in the community is both reasonable and appropriate request. That the need is not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant themselves, but rather by the uniquely narrowness of the lots, the lot's small dimensional size, and the previous buildup of the surrounding areas. The homeowner's desire to have a small and modest room addition resembles the desire of many others within the community. And if memory serves correctly, the unit that was previously at this address had a small addition as well. On this block alone, at least 8 other homes have an addition or room of some sort. And if the lot had been developed in modern day with the lot size requirements that the county has in effect now, the homeowner would be able to build a much larger room than that is being proposed without a variance. The exceptional practical difficulty is related to and created by the lot's small and narrow dimensions and is happenstance of the subsequent zoning regulations applied to it. That it will not alter the unique essential characteristics of the neighborhood. The variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the district in which the property is located, nor will it permanently impair the appropriate use and development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare, and as previously mentioned, is commonplace for both the larger community and this particular block of the community for homeowners to build decks, additions, rooms, and the like in order to enable the reasonable use and enjoyment of their lots. Lastly, that this is the minimum variance required. The variance sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variance requested represent the least modifications of the previously granted variance approvals. The homeowners are seeking a simple 6-foot grace in order to ensure reasonable 15-foot of separation between dwellings. So.
What year is this trailer?
This is a new unit that was installed last year. This is a 2024.
Questions?
So if I understand this, this is all within the building envelope of the individual lot. What's causing the problem is the neighbor's dwelling and its positioning.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Did we previously approve all the rest of these separation distance variances? So we're just here for the season, three seasons room?
That's correct.
Okay. Just trying to sort out what all I'm looking at on this survey. It says option B. What, does that have any relevance to what we're looking at tonight?
The original survey, and then they added the screen room as option B.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, you mean when
they build off the original.
Okay, so they took the original and added that three seasons room and then called it option B?
Correct.
Understand.
Correct. All so right. Essentially, we're just asking, we already had the 4 foot on the left side there, the 4 foot of stairs. So they're just asking to go 10 feet wide instead of 4 feet wide. So they're asking for an extra 6 feet.
Got it. Okay.
Talk to the neighbors.
I mean, the neighbors are all happy that the community is getting new homes and things are starting to look better. The home that was there previously was.
Yeah, but about this?
Nobody's come forward and said otherwise. It is posted.
Any other options?
Nothing that would be in strict conformity with the county's requirements. So in order to develop the property further, there needs to be a variance of some sort.
Ms. Sharp.
Ms. Bennett, you've been here many times the last couple years for installation of new homes and sheds primarily. I don't recall a single instance where we've had, in any of those, where we've had a sunroom, three season room, something like this, additional room added to these homes. Do you recall any of those?
I haven't personally been here to present okay. them.
Because one of the things that strikes me is this creates a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
We've Sierra Village had a blanket variance years ago because of the small size of the lots. And then, but it was required that when the homes were pulled out, new ones came in, that they had to get individual variances. And what happens is we have lots that are 40 feet-ish, some more, some less. And it's generally speaking, we've had 16-foot wide homes, that range coming in. This being the first one that now, in this kind of cycle that we've had, that has now had a sunroom or addition to it, don't you think that's going to, if we do that here, that's going to create the same effect elsewhere and could potentially be a derogation of our separation distance requirements in general?
I can see where you're coming with that. This particular lot does have a little bit more usable space on that side. If you compare it even to the other two surveys that we looked at tonight, this would not be plausible in that situation whatsoever.
So, well, it appears that the additional usable space would be because the homes on the neighboring lots are further away. We've had others where they're either on the property line or much closer. And this one, lot 15, is a very far distance from that property line as compared to what we've seen. And lot 11 is also a fair distance away from that property line. So, in fact, this lot would seem to have more of a buildable envelope than other lots that we typically see, including the two here that we saw earlier tonight. So how is this lot unique in that it needs this sunroom?
Good when you look at it that way. I'm not sure that I can answer that.
Okay.
Other than I think the motivator here is for the homeowners that they want the extra space.
Is it a want or a need? Because the code makes it very clear that, and the law makes it also very clear that just because you want something doesn't mean that you get it.
I
mean, we have lots that were basically empty when a mobile home comes off it, and you can't physically fit a home on there without a variance. That's a different animal than, hey, we can now fit that mobile home in there, and it's going to have separation distance variance to fit it, But now we also want to put this other thing, which now could have an impact on these other lots. If we put it here, I would think that there's a chance we're going to start seeing that pop up throughout the neighborhood, would we not?
I think that would be theorizing based on the home next to it, and I'm not sure of the age of the home next to it. So I'm not sure how long out that would be. I think that the request was fair and moderate in that they're only asking for 6 feet more than they already have, but I can see where you're coming from with the placement and the neighboring
lot. Why do they need it?
They're using it for they have three generations that are coming to visit with them. So their kids, their grown children, and their grandkids, so they want additional space.
Are you done? I have a few questions. All right, is this a finished room, or is this like a porch with windows?
It's a finished room.
It's a finished, so it's heated and cold and insulated and all of that.
Sir, you can come forward if you
can
want.
Come up to the microphone so we can hear you. Do you intend to insulate it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's insulated. It has drywall, I presume.
Yes.
Okay. So it's a finished room.
Sure.
The 10 feet, how did they arrive at 10 feet versus 8 or 12 or either one of you? Is that based off of a particular need?
That I don't know. They just wanted to have enough room in there to put table chairs and so on, you know?
Are they thinking, like, we need this in order to have the whole family over for Christmas dinner?
Probably.
Is that, like, that
more
kind
room.
Of the idea?
Yes, more
okay.
room. Because they have a single wide. It's not a lot of room.
Okay. All right, that's all I have.
Okay.
So you said there was other additions on this street.
There are many. On this block alone, I counted 7 or 8 just from the Google Maps Ferd's view.
But these were done before the new rules or the new laws?
Assumably, yes.
And most of the new homes that are put in there are usually larger than the pre-existing home?
If it's a 1960 mobile, yes.
Yeah, okay.
They make it much bigger.
Thanks.
Does that conclude your presentation?
It does, thank you.
May I have a seat? Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12937 for Mr. David Smith and Kenneth Williams and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12937 for Mr. David Smith and Kenneth Williams from the requested variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. I do think it's going to create this domino effect that we've already seen. You know, pretty much every home that's installed needs a variance to begin with, and I think this is just going to create even more of a problem in the future.
Have a motion? We have a second? I'd give you a second if I could. Sorry. All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case number 12937 for David Smith and Kenneth Williams Jr. I'm on the right case, right? We're on, okay. For the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property is unique due to its size and shape and the history of development of this property. I do understand this request is a little different than some of the others, but I also think that the uniqueness is still here despite the fact that the request is a little different. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the code, and variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
I'll second that, and I will add to that that also the actual three-season room itself is in the building envelope, and I did look at the overhead of the picture on this street, and on the opposite side, there are, I did see a lot of, like, three-season rooms on the opposite side of the street, so I do think that would be in character with the neighborhood.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
I vote nay for my reasons that I stated before.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I am going to vote nay as well because it seems to me it's a want and not a need. But with a vote of 3-2, your case is approved.